Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. It's Belinda Ellsworth here, and we have a great show in store for you today. I have the pleasure of having Beth Golick with me today. Beth is a lifelong learner who enjoys the challenge of taking an existing project or program to the next level. In 2007, she became an independent demonstrator with Uppercase Living, a direct sales company that captures the power of words to create meaningful vinyl designs for homes and commercial spaces. She is now an executive director through her efforts in team building and sales and has served on the company's advisory board. In addition to her successful direct sales business, she works in disability ministry at both her local church and by helping to equip churches on a national level. Beth and her husband live near Cleveland, Ohio, with their three teenage boys. Please help me welcome Beth Golick. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Belinda. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk to you today.
Oh, fantastic. Well, why don't you just take a moment and tell us a little bit about your journey, how you got involved with direct sales, and just a little bit more about introduce yourself to us personally so we get to know a little bit more about Beth.
Great. Thank you. Well, let's see. It started about 18 years ago. I had left a job in higher ed administration. I'd worked at universities and colleges, and I became a mom to a little boy. And a few years later, I was still a stay-at-home mom with now three boys. About 9 years ago, even though I was very active in the community, did a lot of volunteer work, I also spent a lot of time at home looking at my walls, and I decided I needed to do a little bit of decorating. And I had a decorating dilemma. There was a room that I knew what I wanted, but I didn't know how to do it. And I started searching online for stencils because I thought that's what I needed. And I stumbled across Uppercase Living, which is actually vinyl lettering and designs that look like your walls have been painted. So I stumbled across this. I got a hold of a catalog. I had never seen the product in person. I had no background in direct sales and thought I had no interest in direct sales. I did not meet the person that, I did not meet another Uppercase Living demonstrator, but I signed up. I thought, this is unique. This is something I've never seen. Let's try this out. And so with basically no experience, I entered direct sales. And I was a little clueless at first, I'll admit, and this is before there were a lot of support through, you know, Facebook and other online support. Also, the person that I joined under left pretty much right away, so I was kind of on my own. And but then I decided I actually qualified to attend a leadership event. So this was my first in-person live event with my company. And that was kind of a life changer for me. I had the opportunity to meet people from the home office and other demonstrators, leaders who were, you know, really changing their lives through their business. And I pretty much became hooked. And that was fairly early on, you know, nearly 9 years ago that I had the opportunity to attend the leadership event. And so ever since then, my business has been going strong.
That's awesome. A couple of points that I just wanted to make in that is that leadership, even at the earliest levels, offer some really great opportunities. And I know more and more people getting into direct sales today are like, well, I just kind of want to do this as a hobby. But it's really, if you just make a little bit of effort at those early leadership stages, there's kind of a lot of additional opportunities that open up to you. Wouldn't you agree?
I would definitely agree. And living proof.
Yes. And the other point that I just would love to make is that going to company-sponsored events are always game changers. I'm always telling people you need to go to your company's conference if you get an opportunity to go to that leadership event. And so many people feel it's just a gathering together of folks for a fun weekend. And in reality, it is so much more. So I think those are two really great points that you made just now.
Thank you. Yes, it really is one of the best investments you can make in your business is attending an event with other, a live event with other people. And it's exciting for me to see team members attend for the first time to come to convention or another event. And it's like a light bulb goes off and they are suddenly on fire and really ready to take their business to the next level.
It is exciting, isn't it? It's what I still love most when I'm there and it's the first time that anyone's ever heard me speak or it's their first convention. It's so exciting.
Yes.
Great. Well, how has the business shaped your lifestyle?
It has been a huge part of my life these last 9 years. Like I mentioned before, I was a stay-at-home mom, and which I loved. I'm so glad I had the opportunity to do that. But having this business allowed me that professional development that I was not getting since I was no longer working in higher ed. It gave me that opportunity to do things like talk to adults and present and do some training and just really use those business skills that I had used before in my professional life. It's also really challenged me to keep learning. If you think about how much technology has changed in the past 9 years, well, I mean, in the last year, let's be honest, but in the last 9 years, so it has kind of forced me to learn some new tricks. You know, I'm not in my 20s, so I don't just automatically know how to do all these things, right?
Right.
It's allowed me to really sharpen my skills and kind of keep on top of new kinds of technology, which actually is really important when you have three teenagers. It's also provided me with income, which is an awesome an awesome perk right there. And it's given me all kinds of travel opportunities. I've been to just a number of conventions, leaderships, events all over the U.S. And through trips that I've earned, incentive trips, I've done travel overseas as well. Actually, this month, I get to take my husband on an all-expense-paid cruise thanks to Uppercase Living. So that's pretty exciting. I also love the fact that this owning my own direct sales business gives me the opportunity to be involved in the community at a level that I wasn't involved at before. I've always been involved, PTA, all that. But this allows me to serve organizations and local businesses in a way that I couldn't before. And I love it when somebody contacts me and says, "Aren't you the one that does the lettering?" Yes, that's me. And it allows me to be more involved in my community in a new way. Another thing that my business has done for me is it gives me lots of like a real sense of accomplishment. Our home office is great at recognizing the field, recognizing demonstrators who are really working their business. But I also really get a sense of accomplishment when I'm able to help a customer find the perfect expression or solve their decorating dilemma, whatever it is. I get a huge sense of satisfaction from that, as well as helping members of my team achieve their goals. That's just, I love that feeling. And that's something I think I didn't expect going into this, but it's really become a huge part of my life.
That's awesome. So I know that when I was introduced to the catalog recently, it is amazing. And there is so much more really than just lettering, if you will. Mm-hmm. And can you just, if you will, for a moment, because all of our listeners obviously can't see this beautiful catalog, they kind of have to go to your website, but there's so much more to it than just lettering. And so if you could just sort of summarize just some of the really awesome things that, you know, you're able to do through your product, because it really is a very unique product line and not a lot of competition. So
yes,
I'm sure
yes.
A lot of people really are not aware of all the incredible things that you are able to do through words, let's just say.
Yep. Yes, I would be happy to share. And it's hard because, like you said, it's a very visual product. And as you're, you know, looking through the catalog, obviously you can see some of the beautiful designs. But although the product is vinyl lettering, that's what it is. It's vinyl lettering and designs that are easy to apply to your wall or another surface, looks like they've been painted. Although that's technically the product, really it's inspiration. So our product allows you to take whatever it is that's important to you and put it up there on your wall for you to see it, or your family to see it, or your customers to see it. So whether it's a mission statement for a business or something personalized with, you know, whether it's a scripture or your children's names, whatever it is, you can put it there where you can be inspired by it every day. So, for instance, I always have something on my front door, a welcome or a seasonal something. But on the inside of my front door, which, you know, let's face it, that's the side of the door that my family sees, is from the inside. I have pictures from my kids, and when they've been in the newspaper, I'll hang up little clippings on the inside of my front door just with magnets. But I have an expression, an uppercase living expression, on the inside of my front door that says, "It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice." And basically, that's what I want my kids to see every day. And on the inside of the door to the garage, I put one up that says, "Make good choices." So that allows me to, it helps them see this inspirational message, you know, a message from mom every single day without me having to constantly nag.
That's awesome. I know. I was just so impressed with how many of the really, really cool products, and you're taking it kind of to a whole new level. I was just really excited about the many different things that you guys are doing over there. So yes. Why don't you share then just a couple of your greatest skill sets that have helped you be successful in having your own business?
I would say that my best skill is my ability to surround myself with really positive people. And I think that has served me well, not just in my direct sales business, but in every aspect of my life. Whether it's people on my team or the customers that I tend to attract, or just people, because of this product and the inspiration that it can bring, I think we tend to attract really positive people as well. And it makes me feel good to be in contact with people who really, I mean, I keep saying positive, but who really are positive and have a healthy outlook on life, and who are kind of game changers in their community. So that's something that's really important to me. There's a small group of people that are uppercase living demonstrators that I touch base with pretty much every day. And it's important to me to be surrounded by that kind of, by that presence and that kind of positivity. The other thing I would say, a skill that has served me well, is that I really have a hunger for training and self-improvement. I feel very strongly about investing in training opportunities, whether it's for direct sales specifically or for other skills that can help your direct sales business. A game changer for me was when I attended the Leading the Way conference that you did back in 2015. And that was an investment of, you know, of my time and my resources, and it's really just paid off big time. I just think you need to constantly be challenging yourself and learning new things and improving. And so I would say my hunger for that, and then just being around positive people. Those are my two greatest skills.
That's great. And thank you for that. And Do you have a favorite book that you'd like to share with everyone, or a couple?
Actually, there are two books that I want to mention. The first one is what I'm reading right now, and it's called The Four Disciplines of Execution. And it's by Chris McChesney and Sean Covey and Jim Huling. And I had the opportunity to have this presented. I was part of a international web summit, and this was one of the presenters. And the focus is on achieving your wildly important goals. So that's what I'm reading right now. And then, of course, the absolute hands-down handbook for direct sales, Direct Selling for Dummies, by our very own Belinda Ellsworth. And this is really indispensable when it comes to learning more about the industry, improving your skills, helping your team, and actually Uppercase Living even did it as a book club, which I think was brilliant. And So those are the two resources that I would definitely recommend.
That's wonderful. I'm going to check the first book out. And of course, the second one I'm pretty familiar with. Great. All right. So share with us then an obstacle or a challenge that you have faced and then how you worked through that.
Okay, sure. So I told you that I was a stay-at-home mom when I started my business. And about 3.5 years ago, I felt called to do special needs ministry. So I went back into the, I was in the workforce because of my business, but I went back into going to an office. And so that, you know, was a pretty big shift for me and my family. Not to mention that in those years, my three little boys are now a middle schooler, a high schooler, and a freshman at college. So life changes, your family situation changes. So it's just made me have to be a little bit more organized about my time. And I frankly do better when I'm busy. So, and I don't know if other people feel that same way, but having kind of these multiple roles now actually really makes me perform better.
I think that's so true. You know, that's that old saying of, I want something done, ask a busy person.
Mm-hmm, and sure.
I just think that when you're doing things that you love, and we're kind of going to get to that here just in a second, but oftentimes it doesn't feel like work. And then I think you draw energy from that. And so when you are doing multiple things or when you are busy, there's an energy that's drawn from that that just allows you to do more pretty easily. And I think that that's really when they say that, if you want something done, ask a busy person, it's because usually that busy person is really going out and doing the things they really enjoy doing. And they draw energy from that, which just makes them want to do more. That's my theory anyway. So
I agree. And I also think that as you're involved in kind of multiple roles, there's like a synergy and you actually can improve your work in one area because of your involvement in another area. So when I mentioned the book, The Four Disciplines of Execution, the web summit that I attended where I learned about this book was actually through my ministry position, not through my direct sales position.
Wonderful.
But it's helping me with my business. So
that's great. So then, what does working from your happy place mean to you?
To me, it's all about doing meaningful work. And really, I feel like, especially with the product that I represent, it's inspiring. And so it's kind of all about inspiration. Again, taking what's important to you and putting it up there on your walls. So I love that I can help people achieve that for their own homes or for their own businesses. I mentioned earlier that I've always kind of been involved in my community, but it's very, very important to me to be a contributing member to my community, to society, to my team. So that's when I can be a contributor, when I can make a difference, that's working for my happy place. I'd like to be able to equip others. So doing training is fun for me. I like to, you know, hopefully inspire others, but I definitely like being inspired by others. Recently, when the Olympics were on, there were so many inspirational stories coming out from the Olympics, and I just, like, that really energizes me. It moves me. That's something that's really important to me. I love the positive messages that are out there. I love being able to introduce people to the direct sales opportunity, because it can be a life changer for them. So what a great, talk about inspiration. That's like such an awesome thing to be able to do for somebody. And then I love just working with customers, and if they have a decorating dilemma or, you know, a problem of some sort and I can help them with a solution, that's working from my happy place.
That's awesome. I love the Olympics too, just for that exact reason.
Yes.
I sat and watched them. And I actually love the breakaway stories probably almost as much as watching them actually perform. So it's just so, I don't know, it is inspirational is the best way to put it.
It is.
Yeah. So what is something then you're extremely proud of?
I think as far as my business goes, over the last year, couple years, I have earned some lifetime sales awards that have been, kind of a neat thing for me. Just only a couple people in the company have earned those so far. I did earn the Spirit of Uppercase Living Award, which is very meaningful to me and a special thing to receive. And consistency awards every year. I'm big into being consistent with your business. And so, I'm proud that I've been able to do that for the last several years. But I think one of the things that makes me most proud about my career with Uppercase Living is when I'm asked to contribute. I served on the advisory board for about 2 years, and I've also been asked to do some training either in person at events or company-wide webinar type things. Yep. So that's something I have a lot of accomplishment. I feel a lot of accomplishment for having had the opportunity to do those.
That's great. And I think going back to that consistency, I really contribute that as one of the four benchmarks of success is that consistency. And it is really awesome that you think it's important, but yet that you're achieving these awards and that, because it just means you're walking the walk. And that is, to me, the real, when a leader can lead by example, then it's very easy for people to follow. So it's the making of a great leader. So why don't you share then some advice that you would give to others who want to be entrepreneurs or especially in this direct selling space?
Absolutely. One of the best pieces of advice I can give someone is to find a pacing partner, an accountability partner. This person can be on your team, but they don't have to be. But to find somebody who has similar goals, similar, and is willing to put out a similar amount of work that you are. This has served me so well ever since a couple years into it, when I really saw the potential and started, I was up on stage being recognized for top 10 in sales. That's because I had a pacing partner. And so I think it's something that's really important to me and something that I highly recommend that anybody who's looking to really achieve their goals in their business needs to have. Oh, P.S., you need to have goals. Okay, so that's kind of, that's a piece of advice right there. You need to have goals. Secondly, I would say, seek out positive people. Don't get bogged down in kind of the grumblings of people who aren't maybe doing what they think they should be. They're not working their business, really. Don't get bogged down in that. Surround yourself by positive people, and you will have success as you go out and work your business. Also, don't worry if you haven't figured out every single social media platform and, every single aspect of every single part of your business. You need to start. And so that's a piece of advice I would give. Don't get too bogged down in what you don't know. Learn the basics, be a lifelong learner, just constantly educate yourself, but just get started. You don't have to be an expert in everything, but do learn what's available. For instance, at Uppercase Living, we have a weekly kind of motivational opportunity that's presented to us. We have bi-weekly training on a specific topic. There is training available. In your team, you probably have training. There are wonderful products out there like Step Into Success that you can, receive in even more training, either for direct sales or specific to your product, whatever it is. So know what's available and do take advantage of training opportunities.
Great. So what are some exciting things that you're working on right now?
All right. Well, I've mentioned technology a couple of times, and that is something that I'm just really continuing to try to educate myself on. So a couple of us that get together and do brainstorming on almost a daily basis, we're kicking around some ideas that will help us take some of the technology that's available and use it to do more team training. Also, I'm, getting more and more involved with social media and using that to serve my customers better, potential customers and existing customers, and also to serve my team better. another thing that I'm really kind of expanding upon is thinking big with our product. Obviously, you can put Uppercase Living vinyl lettering on, you know, your front door, on your walls, on a little, like a little display item to put on your desk. But I'm kind of thinking big. I've worked with a few businesses to do really, really, really big walls. And actually, if you look on my blog, which is positivewalls.com, you can see some photos of some big installations that I've done in the last year or so. And another thing I'm kind of working on is expanding the impact that our product can have on people in the community. We do have a program called Create Hope, and this allows us to bring inspiration through our product to organizations such as, you know, shelters and that type of thing, where we actually get to donate our product and put it up there on the walls. And so I've been involved with a few Create Hope projects, and I'm looking to do more.
Great. Well, Beth, this has been a real joy and a real pleasure having you share with us today. And I'm sure our listeners are going to take away a lot of great nuggets in there. And how can our listeners find you? Can you tell us once again?
Absolutely. You can go to my blog, which is positivewalls.com. So www.positivewalls.com. And there are links on there for my Facebook page, which I recommend you check out because obviously we're a very visual product, but my Facebook page, Pinterest, and all that. And you can also follow me on Twitter, which is at Beth Golick, BethGolik.
That is wonderful. And thank you for your time today. And I'm wishing you all the best with your business.
Thank you so much, Belinda.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.